Gavin's career spans almost six decades in television, film, and Broadway. He's also been an ambassador for Princess Cruises since 1986, and the captain continues to travel throughout the world making appearances. The consummate storyteller, Gavin has worked with countless stars such as Cary Grant, yeah, seriously, Steve McQueen, Gregory Peck, Betty Davis, Frank Sinatra, Ethel Merman. What was that big song that Ethel Merman used to do, Tim?
I'm gonna be made for the
Well done. That was a little scary. Could you not open your mouth ever that big? Ella Fitzgerald, Ronald Reagan, Milton Berle, and Fred Astaire. From his humble theatrical beginnings in upstate New York to Radio City Music Hall and on to Hollywood, Gavin McLeod was on the fast track to success. Though hard life lessons, like dealing with divorce, really tempted to sideline him, it didn't happen. Gavin learned that the key to happiness is only through deep faith in God, and he feels his work for Christ is more important than any award. Of course, 3 years later, his remarriage to the same woman proved that a great struggle can culminate in a happy ending. He continues to act on and off the screen. His most recent movie, The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry, is a heartwarming tale that leads three young boys to understanding what loving thy neighbor is all about. Gavin McLeod has just released his autobiography entitled This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood Faith and Life. GavinMcLeod.com is a website. I think this might be his third time on The Drew Marshall Show. I am a very big fan of this gentleman, Mr. Gavin McLeod. Sir, how are you today?
I couldn't be any better now that I'm talking to you.
Oh,
it's been so long, and when I heard that you had called, I said, hurrah, it is the third time.
So good to hear your voice. Listen, just right off the top, how is your wife? I know that last time we spoke, there were some health concerns, and I'm really wanting to know how she's doing.
Well, I would appreciate all your prayers and anybody else who's listening to pray for Patty. She is going through a very difficult time. It's an attack from the enemy, and it's categorized as depression, anxiety, and this is the sixth year. And we have good moments, and we have not so good moments. But we feel the presence of the Lord all the time, and it gets us through this. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's my strength, and it's gotten me through this, and it's getting Patty through it too.
You know, I don't want to sound like I'm more of a caring person than I am, because I'm really not. I'm a very, very selfish individual. But I have thought of you so much over the last couple of years, and every time I think of you, I wonder how Patty's doing. So thank you for
that. That's so nice. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your prayers, Drew.
Well, Mr. Gavin McLeod, I've heard great things about you. I've seen you in a little video at the big Lego convention. Some guy built from Australia.
Yes,
built
as a matter of fact, Princess Cruises. You know, I've been working for them since 1986. We had two small ships, and we have 17 mega ships now. We have another one coming out next year. And, yeah, they had a big Lego convention. And he was from Australia. He did a princess ship. And I have to tell you, it was fantastic.
It really was. I saw the video, and I thought, man, this guy has no life. Spent a long time building that boat. Now, speaking of Love Boat, you've had I don't know how many years, but my goodness, you had a lot of guests, celebrities on the show, and people you work with over the years. And a name came up the other day. I was doing some research on the Love Boat, and this actress, I got to remember her name. She was on another show, Facts of Life. What was her name again, Tim?
She played Blair.
Lisa Welchel. Lisa Welchel. Yeah. She was on The Love Boat. Lisa Welchel. Do you remember her?
Oh, sure. Lisa was there, and I remember she and her mother. She came to Egypt with me.
Huh. So, she was on the show for a little bit, I guess she's done a lot of television, and
She was one of the guest stars, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember much about her as a person? Because she's kind
She was delightful. She was with her mother at that time. It was before she was married, and I know she's since married. They married an assistant pastor, I think, a church on the way, and they moved to Texas, and they had a bunch of kids, and I know she was just appeared on that. That show that I don't watch, tell you the truth, but I used to see the coming attractions.
It's
a very successful show.
Yeah.
Produced very well and everything. It's about a competition between people.
Was it the Love Connection? No. The dating game? No.
No, this is an outdoors one where they wear very little clothing and...
That's what I said, the love connection.
Yay.
Yeah. I guess you got it there. But
I know what it is, Survivor.
It's Survivor,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I remember her character on the show Facts of Life, and I just thought, you know, she just seemed a little, I don't know, a little arrogant, a little princessy, which I thought
she
maybe...
She was nothing like that in real life.
Are you sure?
Oh, she wasn't to me. That's all. I just had my experience with her, so that's right. All I can say.
Well,
she was delightful. She was happy to be working, and she was with her mom.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why she behaved, because she was with her mom. Lisa, do you think that's why you behaved, because you were with your mom?
Yes, definitely. I was terrified of my mother, so yeah.
There she is.
Hey, Gavin.
Do you remember that trip you took?
I had nothing to do with this. He was totally trying to set you up. I said, no, we cannot do this to this poor man.
Gavin, leave this.
I tried.
Jack Hayford. And
I tried so hard to get you to say something negative about Lisa Welchel, Gavin, and you wouldn't do it.
Well, you can. She's delightful, and she's wonderful, and she's... one of God's chosen. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know. I said, Lisa, did I not say he won't say a bad thing about you? He is the most gracious man on the planet. Did I not say that, Lisa?
You did not say that. I remember something totally
Lisa!
Different.
Lisa!
You're totally going to trap him because he always has something bad to say about somebody. And
Lisa,
Drew, that's what I heard.
Lisa, that is
Drew, Drew has never done this to me before. I'll tell you, this is the first, Lisa.
Oh, so you guys were out at sea together for, you were on some big cruise ship.
No, well, we were on the Princess, it was on the Love Boat series, remember? And
yeah.
We went to Israel.
I actually did two of those with you. I did the one around Greece and then the Greek islands one, and then also the one around Egypt and Turkey.
That's what I remember. I remember sitting in the bus with you and your mom there.
Well, now, do you also remember Pastor Jack Hayford at Church on the Way? That's I also met you through him and Patty at the same time.
Oh, I know. Pastor Jack's endorsed my book, and I was so thrilled that he had time to do that.
Excuse me, can I get my show back? Have you guys done with your little moment here? My goodness.
Yeah, we could go on and on, but it is the Drew Marshall show, so what are we going to do?
It is, and it is the Gavin McLeod interview.
Yes.
We want to hear about him.
My goodness.
God bless you, Lisa, and everything you do.
And
it was the Survivor.
Yes, it was Survivor. Yeah, yeah. I thought for sure I saw Lisa on the dating game, but it wasn't the case.
No wonder you were doing all that.
Were you wondering? Do you think Drew has lost his game? Were you just sitting there going, "What is he talking about?"
Well, no, I was getting a little confused. but that's nothing new for me.
No. listen, Lisa.
It's good to hear your voice again. And
well, you too. God bless you. Every place you go, everything you do, all the people you meet, you're just a splendid girl. And I just think the world of you.
Except, Lisa, next time you do a television show, could you put some more clothes on, please?
Hey, I had a modest bathing suit on with a little skirt and everything. I was actually teased quite a bit for that.
No, that's
okay,
true.
This is Gavin's time. Bless you. Aww. And please give Patty a hug for me.
I sure will. Thank you, honey. Thank
okay.
you.
Lisa, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Drew. Always fun with you.
Yeah, you're a hoot. A hoot. Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, man, this is something else.
I'm so sorry. You know, I think I did something.
This has never happened to me. I'm 82 years old. Nobody's ever done this.
Nobody's ever tried to set you up. You know, you helped me set up John Schneider one time.
Okay, well, maybe I helped you.
Yes.
But I wasn't the victim.
No, we set up John Schneider because I tried to talk bad about John and or about you and oh, it was just a lot of fun. Anyway, listen, congratulations on the book. A lot of
thank you.
Oh, people are going to love this, and you've got some incredible stories. You know, I went to see Larry King perform one night. He was on our show, and he was in the area. So, and I thought, what is Larry going to do? Larry King. Well, my goodness, can that guy tell stories? And you are in the same league as Larry King. You've got some crazy great stories.
Well, that's very humbling. Thank you very much, because he is the king. And, you know, it's going so well. I'm so pleased that people have taken to it. And, I mean, I just got a call yesterday from the publisher, and someone's ordered 1,000 books. They said, would I just sign my name on the little cards you put on them? So they're sending me the cards. So it's coming in like that, and I did a wonderful tour in New York City. We started on the Today Show, and we did everything, and then I went down on our Princess ship, and I went to Florida, the place called The Villages, where they have 100,000 retired people, and they all like biographies, so we did very well down there, and I'm proud that God has used me this way to get the message of my life out there for other people to see. So I really think if it's successful, if anything is successful in my life, God gets all the credit.
Well, listen, you've got to share with our listeners the time where you almost became Archie Bunker.
Oh, okay. I had just finished doing... I did a couple of those big valleys, and this is the one where I got thrown off a horse, and they thought I had a broken pelvis. I was cut up. I looked like the Phantom of the Opera. My kids cried and everything when I came home, and I was on a cane, and I got a call from Marion Reese, who was Norman Lear's assistant, and she said, I have an idea. We have an idea for something. Can you come and see me? So I came over, and she told me about this show called Till Death Us Do Part. It was done in England. And it was about this family, about this guy. And she gave me the script to look at. And I said, you know, I don't like bigotry in any way, shape, or form. Mm. And I said, I don't think I would be good for this part. She said, well, I think you would be good. Norman is talking about Carol doing it. Because Carol and I had done plays before for John Houseman at UCLA at the theater group there. We belonged to Theater West. We had done acting jobs together. We had done writing scripts together. So we had a background. And so she said, you know, they want to see you in New York. I said, you mean I can get a trip to New York? And she said, yeah. And I said, oh, could I stay a few days to see my brother? I haven't seen my mom. And she said, sure. I said, okay, I'll go. And I read the script, and I really realized I wasn't right for that character. Mm-hmm. It would take a bigger actor than me to really carry that off. And so I went to New York. I stayed at the Algonquin Hotel the first night, and then I went up. And the first place when I got to Norman Lear's office, I had to go to the restroom, and who comes in next to me is Norman Lear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so he says, I'm so glad you can make the trip and all that kind of stuff. And I went in and I read and we laughed and I read some more. Mm. And then I would you come back in the afternoon? I came back and I read some more and things were going well. I said, you know, I have to go home. I have to leave now because I have to get a train to go to my brother's house. And so I took the train up there and it was so nice. I saw my grandmother and mom and my brother, and I talked to Ron, and I said, you know, I hope I don't get this because I don't think I would be good in it. And I can't, this kind of a character, I would not be happy doing this kind of a character. And I said, I don't know if they call tomorrow and tell me that I've got it, I'm going to have to tell them I can't do it. Hmm. And they paid for this whole trip for me to come. That's the way I was thinking. So the next day, the phone rings, and they called. It was Norman's assistant, and he said, well, we've made a decision, and Norman is going to go with Carol. I said, oh.
Great.
God, that was wonderful. I knew I would have my time would be coming, you know, when the right thing would be there. And so that's the way that all worked out, and of course it became an incredible series, and sure. Carol was brilliant in it, and that's the way that was supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's just briefly, I don't know if this is too cheesy to do this or not, but I'm gonna throw out some names of people that you've run into along the way, and if you can remember and try to summarize that person in one word, it's the most unfair thing to do on radio.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we'll throw out a few names here, and folks, again, we're on the phone with Gavin McLeod, who has done everything imaginable that anybody in Hollywood would ever want to do. Gavin McLeod on the phone with us. Okay, first name, of course, that you can use a one-word descriptor for, Mary Tyler Moore.
Brilliant.
Frank Sinatra.
Unreal.
Are these all going to be positive? Marilyn Monroe?
That's just the way I am.
No, I'm kidding.
Somebody would have to write negative things for me to say.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
Gorgeous.
I thought you were going to use that one for the next one. Ronald Reagan.
Inspiring.
Steve McQueen.
I got to think about Steve. Isn't that something?
No, I get it, because he's a complicated dude.
Yeah, he was. He was. He was wonderful. He came to the Lord before he died, you know. So I feel good about that. Saved.
Okay, Betty Davis.
Pain.
Pain?
You have to read that story, Drew.
Oh, you're killed. This book. I've got to get this book. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Robert Redford, final one.
Fabulous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know who has spoken about Robert Redford, I guess, says the same thing.
I did his first movie. We were friends then. He and Tom, it was Tom Skerritt's first movie also. But Redford went much further than Tom when he started directing and all that. And he directed Mary and Ordinary People. And I guess that new movie he has coming out is supposed to be incredible. I haven't seen it yet. Hmm. He's the only one in it, and I don't know if he even talks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they say when they first showed it over in Cannes, people stood up for like 5 minutes, applauding. So, no, he's a fabulous raconteur. He can tell stories like Ronald Reagan could tell stories. They were my two favorite storytellers that I've met in my life.
You know, one of the best storytellers I've come across is Tim Conway. He kills me with his stories.
Yes.
Well, listen, folks, GavinMacLeod.com is the website, GavinMacLeod.com, and the book is called This Is Your Captain Speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood Faith and Life. He, you know, I got to say, it's going to sound like schmaltz. I know it is. But, Gavin, I'm serious. Every time I think about you, I get a goofy smile on my face. You are one of the most pleasant human beings I've ever come across. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored that you think that and say that. And I try to be that because I have been given so many chances at life. I could have died so many times with the things that had happened to me. But God said, it's not your time yet, you know. I've still got more things for you to do. And I'm so grateful. I guess that's one of the things, Drew, that I have, that without false humility, I'm really so grateful that I'm still here and I'm able to serve my God.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, you stink of humility and grace.
Oh, what a great line. Oh, that, I'm going to have to use that. You stink of humility and grace. Okay.
Gavin, I wish you the best.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you so much, and thank you for the Lisa surprise. I was really taken back because I was thinking of all the stars on the show. How did he think of Lisa? That was so long ago. And she was right there. Holy Mac. Thank you for doing that.
You're so welcome.
It really worked. It really got me going.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Gavin, okay. Great to chat with you, mate.
Thank you. God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you. Thanks, Gavin. Gavin McLeod, ladies and gentlemen. Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?